It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this.
Hello, welcome back to It's Renee Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. I feel like it's been forever since I recorded an episode like without a guest, but I knew it was just like 2 weeks ago. But for some reason, it feels like there was like 6 months between the last time I did this. It's like January was kind of weird for me. I'm not going to lie. It's been weird. I'm happy. It's a new month. It's a new start. It's a fresh start. And this is kind of what I want to chat about today. Like, how's your progress towards your goals going? So I had an episode early January about how to create your goals in a very effective way. And I'm curious to see how it's going. How's your New Year resolution going? Like, I want us to be real with ourselves today. Like, are you where you thought you would be by now? Where you hoped you would be by now? Are you following through with what you said you would do? I'm very curious. If yes, great. If not, perfect. You're at the right place. It's one thing to admit that you're not where you are, where you want to be, but it's another thing to actually determine why you're not where you want to be, why you stopped chasing your goals, why you quit your New Year resolution already. It's the why that's actually needed to turn your situation around. You need to know that why to get back on track. So to help you do that, let's assess four things in your life that might help you determine that why behind getting behind, essentially. So first, purpose. Is your goal or was your goal really aligned with the big picture for your life and your purpose? If the goal is not meaningful enough, you won't follow through with it. It needs to be super important. It needs to inspire you. It needs to empower you. And when we say like if your goals aren't scaring you, they're not big enough. Well, it's true. Like they need to light up that flame in your heart and in your soul, and they need to move you. And also, do you love the end goal, or do you actually love the process to get there as well, the journey to get there? In order for you to reap the benefits from achieving that end goal and really feel this sense of fulfillment and joy and excitement and the feeling of being proud of yourself, you need to love the journey. The journey is where the magic happens. And remember, celebrate the small wins. Like, it's super important. Celebrate the milestones. Like, you're doing great. You're human. You're making mistakes, but you're picking yourself back up and you're going again. Like that's all it is. Like that's the journey. That's how it works. And you need to love that part of the process. So that's the first section. The second point is perception. So it's going to be four P's, by the way. So first is purpose. The second, perception. Did fear set in by now, preventing you from moving forward? It's holding you back from staying accountable. Sometimes it's so subtle that we don't realize it's there. It's blocking our inspiration and essentially clouding our judgment. Perception, it can be things like, I feel like I'm being judged for going to the gym so much, or nobody will buy from my new business with the current economy right now. This is all perception. It's fake stuff that you make up in your mind to confirm why you're slowing down or you're taking the foot off the pedal. Like that's all it is. So you need to realize that it's not real. It's a mental impression that we create in our minds. Find it, understand it, but then let it go. Physiology. So a third point, physiology. bad food, drugs, alcohol, not enough sleep, and the list goes on. As an example, food is energy. We all know that. When we eat healthy, we feel good. We feel inspired. Eat fried food for 5 days in a row, you're going to feel tired, bloated, lethargic, uninspired, confused. The same applies for drugs and alcohol, as well as not getting enough sleep. Did you party a bit more lately? Did you stay out late? Did you have more drinks than you usually do? This is all things that affects how you're feeling on a longer, like on the longer run, not just like the day that you're doing that. It's actually impacting like a few days after that. So it can derail you from your routine, from like reaching your objectives. Super important to look into, and we often forget about it. I was feeling like this like early January. Like I was like, why am I feeling so like uninspired and feeling so blah and just not wanting to do anything? And I started analyzing like these things in my life, and I was like, wow, like, you know, like I was not in my routine over the holidays. I ate so much food, like way too much food. Like I was just all over the place, and it really affected me for so much longer than I wished it would. So keep that in mind. And the final point is your physical world. So that's the people in your life and your surrounding, the place that you're in right now. So people, who did you hang out with most lately? Is it people that inspires you? People that have the life that you want? People that are driven and disciplined, working towards their goals? Do they support, inspire, and empower you to keep going? Or was it mostly people that don't really prioritize growth and advancement, but rather they prioritize gossiping, drama, and pointless conversations? They have no goals and couldn't care less about living a healthy lifestyle. They often make negative comments when you change too much, or when you have goals for yourself, they're like, ugh, why are you doing that? Super, super powerful. We don't even realize it, how it's directly impacting how we go about our days and how we stay on track with our goals. Just remember, I say this probably every couple episodes because it's so friggin' powerful. You're the sum of the five people that you hang out with the most. So if you've been on a weird path lately and you're having a hard time getting back to feeling inspired and empowered and on with your goals, just take a look around. Take a look around you and assess who you've let in the last few days or weeks. And that might be a good indicator. The place. So how's your living situation right now? Is it super messy in your house or your apartment? How's your car? Is it full of junk? How's your workstation? Is it piling up with papers and files and notebooks and random things? These two things together cause clutter in your life, brings you down, and takes you five steps back. Your place should be making you feel inspired and relaxed. If your gym bag is all over the place and you can't find anything, and you have random stuff in there, you have trash in there, well, it is going to impact you, whether you don't think it will or you think it will. It's messy. It's chaotic. You need to have everything clear. Like decluttering, I swear I could probably do an episode just on decluttering. There are so many things in your life that you could declutter, like your life, your mind, your heart, your relationships, so many things. Like very important. In order to feel inspired and feel creative, you need a safe space. You need a space that's talking to you. You need a space that is bringing you calm and peace and joy. if you get home and it's a friggin' mess and you don't even know where to step because there's so much stuff everywhere, well, it's creating that overwhelming and chaotic feeling in your mind and in your soul, and it's going to have this ripple effect on everything else. So keep that in mind. So after telling you these 4 points, and I'll say them again. So the first one was perception, the first one was purpose, then perception, then physiology, and then physical world. Like, where do you stand? Like, is it too late to turn your situation around? No, it isn't. We're just the second month of 2023. But it's good to be aware of these things and reassess as often as you need. It's very, very easy to just step off track a little bit. But if you're quick at taking yourself back and catching yourself, like, you'll be fine. You can get right back on track. Like, we often think that we just suck and we can never stay on track with our goals. But the reality is, we don't necessarily assess why we take our foot off the pedal in the first place. I know, like, personally, I've never really realized that this behavior could be assessed. Like, I just thought that, oh, you know, I'm letting myself down again. Like, I'm not following through with my goals and my New Year resolutions. But, like, this is it. Like, this is all you need to do. And it's your part to fix. You can't unlearn what I just told you. So take some time, be real with yourselves, and take control back. Like, take control back, because no one else will. And in a year from now, you'll be sitting at the same place, thinking the same thoughts, asking the same questions, and being miserable. Make sure that you take control. You want to be in the driver's seat. You want to be the CEO of your life and build your dream life? Well, it's time to start acting like one. CEOs have regular meetings to assess progress, to evaluate issues and event, and to prevent issues before they happen. Start acting this way and you will see your life transform. So on that note, I hope that you're still crushing your goals. And if you're not, I hope this episode is shedding some light on why you're not doing so anymore and how to get back on track. It's just a matter of knowing and being self-aware of what's happening within and around you. And I swear you can turn that back around. You can climb that ladder again. You can take that step forward and you can achieve anything that you desire. And you deserve it. You friggin' owe it to yourself. You deserve it to live your best life. I hope this helped. I'm super happy I got to spend some time with you. And I love you all. Thanks for being here. And we will talk soon.